coming at you from the city that never sleeps, bringing you the best music from the five boroughs and beyond. This is Insomnia Radio, New York.
Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 7 of Insomnia Radio New York with me, your new host, Sarah Morrison. The podcast has been having a little snooze for the past few years. Very uncharacteristic for a New Yorker, I know. But it's raring to go again, and with me at the reins, ready to play you the best independent music from the five boroughs and beyond. Now, the more astute among you may have noticed that I'm not actually from New York. In fact, I live in Nottingham in the UK. But I'm thrilled to be able to present this show from afar, and I'm going to do my absolute utmost to represent the area as best as I can. So I'll start by saying that if anyone has any comments or recommendations, even music submissions, then drop me an email at sarah@insomniaradio.net, because I really want to do justice to this, so I'll appreciate any help I can get. I'm aiming to span the genres in this show to really try and showcase the breadth of music coming from New York, so you'll be getting a little bit of everything. So to get things going, here is an electro injection from Swimming in Speakers with In Knowing.
Where once rock, brave,
upstate New York that was swimming in speakers. Now, it's no secret that I love this band. I got to know them on Twitter, where you can follow them as @SISTheBand, and I just fell in love with their music. We featured this song on The Daily Dose last month, and to me, the only way to describe this song is sugar-coated crack. They have an EP out full of really varied material, which is available for free at 100,000fans.com. And now to a band that has a bit of special significance for me. I first discovered these band back in the days when my dad first started podcasting, when I'd come home from uni from the holidays, and the first thing I'd do was raid his music folder for new music, which is kind of what started me off loving independent music. Now, more on my little personal backstory later, but anyway, from Syracuse, and if I've mispronounced that, I'm really sorry, here's Merit with Arson Is For Lovers. From their self-released 2009 album of the same name, that was Merit with Arson for Lovers. That album is also available for free from gomeritgo.com, And there's also a link to donate to the band, so if you like it, show them some love. So, from a rockin' female-fronted band to some good, solid pop, now we have Aaron Zimmer with Get This Over With.
I take offense to this line of questioning. I have answered to this before. I know what you're getting at, so say just what you mean. So I can apologize and you can tell me everything's alright.
From the album Live Wires, released in January 2009, that was Brooklyn's Aaron Zimmer with Get This Over With. Aaron is another artist that I discovered through Twitter. He's at Aaron Zimmer. He's actually a bit of a Twitter success story. Not only did I discover his album through a tweet, but when his tour bus broke down just before embarking on a tour, he set up a good old-fashioned rock and roll fundraiser to raise enough cash to fix it. Promoted it brilliantly through Twitter, and is currently rolling in his van across the USA. Now, there's links to buy the album on his MySpace page. Find him as Aaron Zimmer. Actually, there's links to all the artists and information on how to get hold of their music in the show notes at newyork.insomniaradio.net. And now for a bit of a different flavour, some Latin rhythms courtesy of Corrientes with Por Una Sola Vez.
Oh, como siempre tú nunca me oyes.
from the band's 2008 album in Spanish, that was Corrientes with Por Una Sola Vez. Corrientes is the brainchild of Yvette Torres, who is a Cuban-American born and raised in New York, who writes, records and produces old music. Their album is available for free, along with all their other records, from corrientesmusic.com, and I found that track on the Podsafe Music Network. Now, for a little change of pace, we have Emily Mover and Brand New.
I see the world through brand new eyes, receiving light, reflecting bright from the faces and the things I see. Oh, now I see. It's up to me to see it all through, but it's easy with you.
Emily Mover, that was Brand New. She divides her geographical allegiance between New York City and Toronto, and that was from her recent album Good Shake, Nice Gloves. There's a link to buy it on her MySpace, where she is Emily Mover, and that's Emily with an IE on the end. I was sent that album, kindly, by Charles from Insomnia Radio SoCal, who was sent it by Musebox.com. And now on to our guest artist for this episode. Now, seeing as this is my first ever podcast, I had to include this song by firm Insomnia Radio favourites Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos. I had to play it because this song is where it all started for me. My dad, who I mentioned earlier, otherwise known as Stuart Morrison of Insomnia Radio UK fame, played me their debut album, The Dust of Retreat, back in 2006, and my view of music completely shifted. I realised what was out there beyond the mainstream. I started digging around for indie artists. I started listening to Insomnia Radio, and I never looked back. So, from Indianapolis, Indiana, we have Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos with Quiet as a Mouse. We'll be right back. Fantastic. That was Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos with Quiet as a Mouse. And since I first heard them, they've gone on to be signed to Epic, and they have a new album out called Animal/Not Animal, which is available to buy at margotandthenuclearsoandsos.com. Right, so no New York episode would be complete without some hip-hop. So here to provide us with that is Eprime from Brooklyn with Begging for Change.
Downtown, cause she loved the shop, bugging folk G-dub, but she loved the cops. Fixed problem in her life with a parking spot, so she hung up a phone and drove around the block. This ain't her territory, so a trip to the city is a scary story. Everybody on the street is a thug or a murderer in the eyes of the housewives of suburbia. Never in her life did she wonder how they got there. Not for a moment did she think it was not fair. She just automatically assumed they were all consumed by crime and booze. Deep down desperate, she wanna make a difference, but she don't know you gotta start from this grimace. She thought to herself, I could do something important. As a man with an outstretched hand and ignored it. Starving in the streets, we lock them up in the cage, because we scared to share the feast with other stuff in selfish ways. Use loyal, getting paid a slave for minimum wage, then not just asking for your money, they begging for change. Started way back before he could remember. His mother would drink and then pops would offend her. Send her into the center of the cyclone, too young to defend her. He did not feel right home, so he left, got swept to the streets, slept in the streets, fled from the beast, from the freaks, and the heat, and the creeps, and the priests. Scared cold and alone, he needs something to eat. Needs shoes on his feet and a view from the peak. Not the news, but the truth, let him seek, let him speak. But this ain't gonna happen if we all stay passive. Gotta take some action. 15 years old and the world is against him. We're safe in our homes with a heart that's fenced in. If you wanna teach children a lesson, open the doors of perception, let the guest in. Starving in the streets, we lock them up in the cage, because we're scared to share the feast with others stuck in selfish ways. You spoil getting paid a slave for minimum wage, then not just asking for your money, they begging for you to change. Just got back from a tour in Iraq, came home to find his wife and friend in the sack. Said I couldn't wait for you as she laying on her back. He snapped, what was left of his world collapsed. So he reached for his baseball bat. After everything he seen, he thought it may fall flat. The blood of the blood and the screams and his dreams, he can't take all that. He wanna paint it black. Nothing left for him to hold on to. A family in a country that just doesn't want you. Won't haunt you, taunt you, use and abuse you. They don't wanna love you, but they don't wanna lose you. So he drank to invade the pain, and he wept for the slain as he slept in the rain. He fled from the shame of the red and the stain that he bled in the name of a chess game. What's a trained killer gotta do to get paid in a land where freedom isn't free? So say your soul and know it costs more than a quarter to cure post-traumatic stress disorder. Starving in the streets, we lock them up in the cage, because we scared to share the feast with others stuck in selfish ways. You spoil getting paid a slave for minimum wage, then not just asking for your money, they begging for change. Starving in the streets, we lock them up in the cage, because we scared to share the feast with others stuck in selfish ways. You spoil getting paid a slave for minimum wage, then not just asking for your money, they begging for you to change.
from his yet-to-be-released album, Wayward Wonder Will. That was Eprime with Begging for Change. He's got a couple of singles out soon, and the album is coming to follow in the autumn. Check his MySpace for details. You can find him there as Eprime, that's spelt E-P-R-H-Y-M-E. Stuart from IRUK was sent that directly from Eprime's label Shem Speed, and he kindly forwarded the album on to me. Actually, I want to take a minute here to thank the guys who run things over at Insomnia Radio. Firstly, for letting me do this, and also for all the help and advice they've given me in the run-up to this episode. So Jason, Charles and Stuart, thank you. So, we've come to the end of the show. If you've made it this far, dear listener, you are amazing, and if I meet you, I will buy you a cake. To play us out, I've got Her Vanished Grace for you, from New York City, with a track from their recent album Blue. We featured the title track from the album as a daily dose in April, and there's links to buy in the show notes. So thanks for listening, and this is Her Vanished Grace with Angel.